A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin, Kuf Dalid, 104A, pagination page 207, nearing the end of the Masechta. We have a fascinating piece of Gemara, counting up from the wide lines, about four lines, in the middle of a line, two dots, and then Ula. The topic over here is called Hashma'as Kol, making noise on Shabbos. We're not talking generally about making noise. A person wants to scream his lungs out, as the expression goes. That's not what we're talking about. And singing naturally is also fine. That's not the issue. There's utilizing certain types of tools or instruments to make certain types of noises are going to be an issue on Shabbos, presumably as an extension of the rabbinic legislation not to play musical instruments on Shabbos. In addition to that, though, there's also a concept called uvda d'chol, something that's simply improper for Shabbos. And the Bir HaLacha in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, where this is discussed, actually makes a fascinating distinction whether something is prohibited because of sheer music, or if that sound that was being made had nothing to do with music, it was only because you're using an instrument to make a loud, a tool, to make a loud sound, and therefore it's uvda d'chol, it's improper for Shabbos. He makes a distinction. If you're locked out of the house or something, what type of knocker are you allowed to use to try to get into the house? Because you need to be able to go to sleep and you need to let them know that you're waiting. In other words, we're working with a rabbinic violation. How far can you go to accommodate whatever your needs are? So let's do this Gemara, which will introduce certain sugyas here that are extremely complex, and when you see the original Gemara, you can understand how certain disagreements in halacha could crop up, because we're always sticking to the basics of the Gemara, and then from there, different cases are going to be handled differently. Take an extreme example. Some say that you could have a Shabbos knocker. There's an issue of Hashma'as Kol making noise on Shabbos, but what happens if you have a special knocker designated for Shabbos use? Does that help? You know, my silver-plated knocker that says L'Kavod Shabbos on it. Does that make it? It's not Uvda D'chol. I only use this knocker on Shabbos. Let's see the Gemara. Ula Ikla Levei Rav Menashe. Ula came to the place of Rav Menashe. Asa hahu gavra, a certain person came, maybe as a visitor. Taraf abovon, excuse me, he's banging on the door, presumably with his fist. Amar, he said, man hai, lizcha gufe, de kamachale le shabata, it's a Shabbos violation. What's going on over here? Why is this guy knocking like this? Amar le rabo. So they told him, Lo asru ela kol shel shir. The violation regarding music is only if it sounds musical. Now, I don't know how he was banging. Was he banging with a beat? Dun, da, da, dun, 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 waiting for someone to open the door? Or was he just pounding? But in any case, he was using his fist, and he was not making clay shir. And therefore, it wasn't the classic problem. Esvei Abaye. Abaye says there's another case that seems to be prohibited because of shir, even though it doesn't sound very musical. Malin b'diyufei matifin miarek l'chola b'shabes. Rashi explains that the case is that they created some sort of siphon to drip off liquid onto a pan, and it made a dropping sound, and it would affect the sick person in some positive way. Says the Gemara, L'chola in l'bori lo. Apparently, you're only allowed to do this because it's a chola, it's a sick person, and not for a healthy person. So obviously, there was some sort of Shabbos violation that we were waiving in deference to this sick person. So what was the Shabbos violation? Echidomi, let's figure this out. Lav, wouldn't the case presumably be denim, he's sleeping, v'kaboy delisser, and you're trying to wake him up. Shemamina alude kala osir. You're giving an objectionable sound. You're trying to wake him up gently. Dip, dip, dip. It's an objectionable sound. It's trying to wake him up, agitate him, but in a very gentle way. And that was prohibited, and we only allowed it because you were dealing with a sick person. We're worried that he's sleeping too long and it's not safe. Answers the Gemara, lo, no, we're doing it for a sick person, but it's the opposite case. The tear, he's awake, and we're trying to get him to sleep. The mishtamaki kolo de zimzume, that it's some sort of, I guess, musical sound, where somehow they orchestrated this, good word, orchestrated it, in a way that it's dripping in a pleasant way, it's calming him down, it's causing him to go to sleep, and it has some sort of beat or pleasantness to it, and that's why it was in a violation, because you had a whole contraption similar to a musical instrument that was helping him go to sleep. We only waived the prohibition because the guy was sick.
Early variation of the sleeping machine.
Ah, an early variation of a sleeping machine. Good. Esve, let me ask you another question. Person is guarding his food in the garden. He's a living scarecrow, if you will. He's allowed to stay there on Shabbos in normal way. He shouldn't bang on his chest. I'm sorry. Lo yitapeach is on his chest. Lo yisapek is hand-to-hand clapping, and he shouldn't dance in the way they do during the week to scare off the birds. My timer, what's the big problem here? We're worried that you're making noise. And any making noise is a problem, even though it's not musical. He's not chirping to the birds to attract them. He's trying to get rid of them. He says, no, we're worried that if you get all into being a living scarecrow, you're going to pick up a stone the way you do during the week, and you're going to throw it. And Rashi says it's making a stone go in Rishu Sarabim a distance, and that's the problem. Problem has nothing to do with the voice. It has to do with that you're going to throw a stone. Another case, women, which typically that's who would do this. They're playing with nuts, probably something similar to bowling. Osur, not allowed to do it on Shabbos. My time must be the kamolid kala, because you're making a noise. Presumably it's the crashing of the nuts against the other nuts, whatever rules they are. I don't have a rule book. But somehow it made a crash. It's certainly not a pleasant sound. It's a sound. And if that's the reason it's prohibited, that's a proof that every making a sound is prohibited. The Gemara says, lo, no. Dilma osila ashvuye gumos. The problem here is that you're going to make a flattening of the ground in order to have an area where you can bowl, where you can roll the nuts for the contest. You're going to flatten it. And flattening it is a violation, presumably of bone, of building the ground in a functional way. Dilo temachi, because if that's not the reason, Hod Omer Rav Yehuda, they went ahead and said, Nashim HaMasach Kos B'tapuchim Osir, even if you're using apples, it's also prohibited. Hasa Mayalude Kala Ika, there's no making of a sound. There's a very gentle thud as they hit each other. Apples don't make a crash. The problem clearly is because you're going to make a flat surface. And that was the prohibition. Don't bring a proof over here to the fact that making noise on Shabbos is prohibited. And making noise on Shabbos being prohibited is a very limited case. It has to be a case where, let's say, you're using an instrument to do the banging. The Rambam mentions veker sticks. They used to bang on the wall, on the door to wake people up, whether it was the communal or in a yeshiva, that concept. You bang on the door to wake people up. There would have to be either a tool, an instrument being used, a door knocker, or the case would be something, some sort of pleasantness, where you're using the instrument in a pleasant sound, as opposed to these nuts that are just crashing against each other. There's nothing, what we would, I guess, call constructive. We're talking about a musical sound of some sort, or purposely making noise. It's very interesting that these cases, since they were originally presented as alleged cases of Hashmoas Kol, of making noise on Shabbos, they're all brought together in the same siman of Shulchan Aruch, even though according to the final result of the Gemara, they were pushed away, and they're not considered cases. One is because you're going to flatten the ground, and one is, they're not all the same cases, but they're brought together. They were alleged cases of Hashmoas Kol. Just to be aware, this is the source, this Gemara is the source for the discussion of whether a crown on a Sefer Torah is allowed to have bells. Because those bells are Hashmoas Kol. It's for the purpose of noise, of letting people know that you're coming with the Sefer Torah. Some people take out the invil, the clapper, on the inside, and they make bells that are totally decorative. There is a debate. It could be that it's not for the noise. It could be that the noise, but in a place of mitzvah, might be different. Or again, that it's not for the purpose of noise. It's totally decorative. Who hears those bells and realizes the Sefer Torah is coming? I mean, you know the Sefer Torah is coming because everybody sees it and stands up. But this is the Gemara, which is the source for that discussion. Yashikoach, have a great day.
Yashikoach.